So I only have good words for our group, especially for the dedication. Brazil is in the top of the visits. I believe everyone from ICANN have been in Brazil this time. But my point is just focus on the B model. That first time last year meeting will be in our region. And we need really focus, everybody in that region, focus on make it happen and really get good feedback from outreach because it's the focus. So just to remember that next year we need to, you know, driven our, you know, drive our port to make it really happen very well. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. And I think the group might be interested to know that Rodrigo, because it's region, well, it's not his, obviously, his personal region, but he's doing really well, you know. We've asked him, with that community, inside that coordination layer, the community engagement and policy team, we had a set about 4 weeks ago with a group met, and we asked him to present a pilot outreach for the outreach day, which many of you may be strategy. And he's done a brilliant job at starting that process rolling with us at a senior staff. We had a very deep discussion about some of the pros and cons, some of the challenges we'll face. It's new. There's a strong bottom-up community request in these proposals that focus on outreach. And the point of the part of the point of the B meeting is to take the meeting where it can't go. So please do, Vanda, I know you will, but please stay with Rodrigo on this. But do know that Rodrigo has strong backing from the rest of colleagues, not just in GSE, but in communications meetings team, to try to make this work. We want to have a really great start position. So disappointing if the first time we do this B meeting, what we want is for everybody to go, oh wow, it's great, we've really moved the ball forward. So the same, you know, we would, Tijani and I were talking about the Marrakesh meeting and he mentioned well, so we really are very committed as a staff, time and energy behind this, as well as money and resources. Thank you for raising it.
Thank you very much, Sally. Fatty has just cancelled due to changes in the board agenda. It's not that he doesn't love us. So this session can go on until 10:30. Can we go back to a two-minute timer? If anyone who only got 1 minute would like an extra half minute, we will try to accommodate. We have Raf next. I'll put Sebastian back in the queue if he would like, and I will try to keep track of new hands. Thank you. Can I remind people before, since we have an extra minute, we should have all current ALAC members and incoming ALAC members at the table. If there are no seats, I ask someone else for that qualification to vacate one. But we really would like all ALAC members, incoming and current. Thank you very much. Want back in for a moment? Or no?
Saying if there's time, I'll finish answering Olivier's question.
Yes, well.
Off the end.
That could probably take 20 minutes, knowing Olivier's questions. We have Raf next, I believe.
Thank you, Alan. Raf Atani, for the record. Like the others, I had on many different initiatives in the region and room when you see the amount of faces in the region and these meetings. So thank you. But I'd like to emphasize on a word that you've actually used. Your team works in a cycle, bringing in new people. Cycle needs to continue. And then the word you used was, and I think personally, and I know many on this table don't agree with me, but I do think we have a problem with this succession element. How do we maintain the old, but also bring in the new and keep them in? And one of that is maintaining and allowing them to grow within various leadership positions. I, in the ALAC, think personally we have a problem with this. We see the same faces in various positions that rotate from different communities, back-end communities, to various swapping around different and various leadership. And I think that puts a hindrance to what your hard work being done, because whilst you bring in new faces, the door is shut here, and therefore it does not allow people to maintain, and that's a good reason for them not to continue.
Raise a very good point. right, it's a sensitive point, and not just in the... we know this is an issue in terms of how the external world sees us, because we've been very collectively all between us. A lot more people have come to ICA. They come, but sometimes they kind of run away quite fast. Now, there are lots of reasons for that. It's not just this. I applaud you for putting this difficult issue of how do we become more successful? How do we not saying, oh, we can't handle that issue. It's too difficult. We have to try to find a way. I agree with you that we coalesce our resources, our thinking, our energies, and our problem solving together to recognize that, you know, we don't want great people to feel pushed out by the community either. I mean, we've got to find ways in which we can manage this life stage or whatever we call it for as long as